We're going to be joined in just a moment by a gentleman who has co-founded a very interesting website with a very interesting name. It's called Igo Yugo, and the man is Mr. Jim Donnelly. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
And thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Let's before we get into the site itself, let's give our audience a little idea of how Igo Yugo came about. First of all, the name is quite intriguing. Maybe we could start with that.
Sure. It's kind of a funny story, actually. A buddy of mine and I were working at Citibank, and it kind of gotten to our breaking point, and we're ready to go start something on our own. And we'd always been avid travelers. I'd been a military brat. His family had moved all over. His wife was a world traveler and that sort of thing. So we knew we wanted to do something in travel. And we had a notion that we wanted it to be around providing really great content. So one day he's sitting in one of these four-hour ridiculous meetings typing in URLs into register.com just to see what was available. And lo and behold, Igo Yugo was available. And, you know, we sort of quickly got to the notion that, hey, that'd be a really cool name for a site that's built around real people helping other people find great trips.
And so you got the domain name and then just started the website, which incidentally is a terrific website. That must have taken you some time.
It did. It, you know, from the time we had the inspiration and the idea to the time we launched the site was about a year. And that was the case for a whole bunch of reasons. Number one, we wanted to create something that was really different. And we really felt strongly there wasn't a really good resource out there to get real information from real people and in a systematic way for wherever you wanted to go. And the beauty of Igo Yugo is not so much how we ended up designing it and those sort of things. The beauty of it is that it's attracted some fantastic travelers from all over the world for every type of travel.
Exactly. That. And of course, when one goes to the home page, the first thing up there is honest advice to get you going, because one of the big things is how do you get advice you can trust, and I think that's a pretty good statement.
Yeah, you know, and it's gotten to the point where everywhere you look online, you're starting to see user reviews. And,
right.
You know, so we've obviously always been a big fan of that, but we've also always been a big fan of going a step farther. We think that the person behind the review is just as important as the review itself. So if you don't know what the person's likes or dislikes or how they think about travel, how are you going to take advice from them
right.
about certain things, about an activity or a destination? So we try to do a great deal to make it easy to see who's behind the reviews. You can interact with them. You can interact with them as a traveler. They could be a local. But you always know who it is and where they're coming from. And we think that provides a much better dynamic than some other sites where you get, you know, random reviews. And, you know, the more reviews you read, the more confused you are because you can't see the person behind the review.
Right. And then everything else on that you have up there, for example, you have activities, travel deals, destinations, which are broken down by top destinations first. Featured destinations, photos, 248,242. That's pretty impressive. And but most importantly, these are recommended references. It's not a booking engine in, as such. And as I see it, the interactive part, enabling one to submit their photos and info on a particular destination, is wonderful.
Yeah, we think so. I mean, we think the last thing the world needs is another booking engine. You know, there's plenty of them out there. That's great. One thing we're really proud of is the people that do submit wonderful content. They spend on average 5 hours, and that's not a function of it's hard to submit. That's just a function of they really get into it, and they just really pour their heart out, give you every bit of detail that you want. And we try to make it easy for you to go through that. For instance, we have editors that rank the quality of the reviews whenever they come in. They don't tell a person what to say. They don't tell them to say good things, but they do let you know which content is well-written, which content is more informative, so that when you go to a destination, whether it be Las Vegas, Paris, you know, Prague, you know, Orlando.
Or walking down the streets of Los Angeles.
Exactly. It's going to be easy to find the kind of content that you're looking for. And we've also found that the people who contribute the content on the site like that interaction with a real person. And I've even gotten an email that said, you know, when I realized that there was a person on the other end, it really surprised me. Will you give me another chance to try and write better the next time? And I was, I was kind of flattered in a way, and I sort of chuckled to myself, and I wrote back to the person, you know, it's like, shoot, I should be thanking you rather than you asking me for another chance. And that particular member became a fantastic contributor, and you know, I know many of the contributors, even though we've got hundreds of thousands of site users and contributors now, I still know many of the contributors. Because I find myself reading some of the stories when I'm sitting in an office and daydreaming, what am I doing here?
Exactly. And while you're, while you're reading their material. But what's also interesting, that you have a very high page ranking by Google. You have a 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
Which is quite impressive, actually. I think our site runs between 5 and 6, but 7 is way up there. So it just shows that it's obviously a popular site.
Yeah, I mean we of course love what Google does for us. We get tons of traffic from people going into Google, searching for something, and finding links to iGoUGo, and that's true. You know, Yahoo links to us, and a lot of the other smaller search engines link to us, And it's not just search engines, it's lots of different sites. We power content for probably 25 to 30 other large travel companies because they also see the value. So, for instance, you have the Travel Channel community powered by iGoUGo. It's the exact same thing you find on iGoUGo.com, but it's got the look and feel of the Travel Channel.
Right.
And to us, that's just a compliment that says, hey, this big company that has endless resources recognizes that nothing can replace the perspective of an avid traveler who's been where you want to go.
Value is important.
Yeah, and they think that iGoUGo does it better than other folks, and we're not going to argue with them.
Your Earn Rewards program, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, people do submit some fantastic inspirational stuff on our site, and that's valuable for other travelers and certainly helps us. So we feel like we should, make it a good dynamic on our site. So the more people write, the more they earn Go Points. And Go Points are basically our reward program that allow you to earn frequent flyer miles, things like Amazon.com gift certificates. And the way it works is that as those editors rank the content, the higher they rank it, the more points you earn. And then separately, as people read your content on the site, every time a new person that signed in reads your content, you get more points. So it's in your best interest to go out and tell other folks about iGoUGo. And that's kind of a dynamic that exists anyway. I mean, half the fun of travel is doing it, half the fun is bragging about it. So we just want to make sure that the people who come to our site enjoy it. We give them an appropriate thank you in the form of Go Points. And they keep coming back for more and more, which is great.
Now, free registration. Why register?
A couple of things. Number one, it allows you to write and earn Go Points. It's what I talked about earlier. If you're going to write on the site, you need to be able to convey what type of traveler you are so that when other people read your content, they know the perspective that you're writing from. Now, the stuff that you have to put in there, it's not invasive, it's not scary. You know,
right.
It's sometimes things as simple as, what are your favorite books?
Right.
You know, I got in there that Catch-22 is one of my favorite books, and I've actually gone searching in a destination and searched for other contributors for that destination where Catch-22 is their favorite book, because I figure they're probably a little quirky like me. So that's part of it. The second part of it is it allows you to find other members like you. If you have a profile, you can use the site to actually find the other people who match your profile. So once again, if you're going through a city like Chicago, hundreds and hundreds of members who live there, you want to interact with the ones that are just like you. And, of course, you can opt out of that interaction and that sort of thing. And then finally, the second half of iGoUGo is that after we inspire you, we'd like to get you going. And that's why our tagline is Get Going, or one that we have used in the past is Get Going, in that if you get inspired and you don't have a way to act on that inspiration, it's kind of frustrating. So iGoUGo acts as this clearinghouse for great ways to go and do the trip. So we don't have any exclusive relationships or anything like that, but if we have someone write about a great hotel or B&B or a great activity, we provide the links to that so that you can go and either buy a ticket, make a booking, et cetera, et cetera, to the best of our ability anyway.
Right. Now, what guideline do you use for picking, let's say, top destinations and featured destinations?
Yeah, top destinations is really easy. We know that we aren't nearly as smart as the collective voice of our site users. So to the degree that people are searching certain destinations, they're going to be more prominently featured on our site. And that's how it happens. So Amsterdam, Las Vegas, New York, Rome, Sydney, those are destinations that are featured as top destinations on the homepage right now. And it's by virtue of the fact that that tends to be, over the last few days, what our members have been interacting around.
Well, Jim, a really great site, really user-friendly. The site is igoyougo.com. And for those that are at home in front of their computers or listening on the web, you can go to our website, in fact, and click on it, and there's a link to iGoYouGo. Jim, thank you very, very much for joining us today, and maybe we can get to chat again one of these days.
I hope so. It was my pleasure.